John Tumian is with us for a Kōrero Law this morning. And, of course, the case involving TPK is in court as of this morning as well. Good to catch up with you, John. Thanks very much for your time. Tēnā koe.
You kia ora, Dale.
Can't somewhat, talk too much about that, I guess.
No, look, we've had the file because there are a number of issues we want explored in terms of an impaired procurement process.
Where is the case being heard, and how long is it likely to take, John?
Well, these are all preliminary jousting matters. It could be all over and done with tomorrow morning at about 11. It could be allowed to proceed to a full hearing. Can't get into the merits of that, but can just say we were obliged and had nowhere else to go, given you know, you can't talk to ministers in this regime, given you know the approach they take to matters Māori. So there's only one other estate left. We don't get a fair shot in the old fourth estate, which is now in the hands of people who continue to shape us negatively in their narratives. And that'll play out even more when the Canadian right-winger takes over the Herald and ZB. And for goodness sakes, it's pretty blinking damning and racist platforms as it is. But anyway, look, that's the state of play that we're facing as a people across the whole front. There is a war on the whole front against us, and we just have to hunker down. And we've survived worse. Our ancestors have, and we'll survive this.
Tēnā koe. We might be able to touch on the RMA, and also I'd like to talk about what appears to be constant anti-Māori approaches here by this coalition government. But as an example, and I know I use the Waipare to build at Middlemore regularly, John, only because I travel that road living out here in the south. So I see that Waipareta is somewhat on its own. It was with Ngāi Tai for a time. Now you've moved on that spot and a very important and an important geographical location for Waipareta and the forthcoming Whanau Ora Clinic. Well, that's what we were expecting. Has what has happened recently impacted your abilities to develop in the ways that you had hoped to? And let's take that site near Middlemore as an example.
Well, it's the first time ever a government has overtly waged war on anyone that has been part of a Māori political movement. In normal terms, our people fought for equality of rights. That's the equality of freedom of association. That's Te Pāti Māori. The equality of the right to freedom of expression. That is to voice our own Māori truth against a narrative that runs negatively against us all the time, most times. And this regime that presently controls the state has made war on us across everywhere, from the reo to the culture to the funding to the... So our across the board, Māori initiatives that have shown success, now their funding has been cut. This is Māori support workers in the hospitals that navigate our people through the very difficult circumstances all the way through to Middlemore is the senior tertiary hospital in Tamaki Makaurau, really, on the basis of population. Brown announces a new hospital will be built around about 2030 over in Drury. They haven't even got the land, so that's pie in the sky. So what we've got is the only developmental corridor available for the intensification of the present Middlemore Hospital site. But they've pulled funding there too. And understand this, everyone, and I'm talking about all the big constructors, whether they're a Fletcher's, whether they're on the roads for Fulton Hogan or whoever, or Fletcher's, every one of them gets government funding. There's not one construction site, whether it's a hospital site, whether it's an ancillary site, that doesn't. Of course, we put money in, And of course, Waipareta has put millions of dollars into the infrastructure and the engineering out at Hospital Road, but that's because it services a very large community of Māori and Pacific Island people out there. So we're happy to do joint ventures with people, but they've pulled everywhere we are. There is just this relentless attack on our endeavours, which are not just well-meaning, but extraordinarily important for service to those communities in the very near future.
Yeah, tēnā koe. But there's no, I mean, you're sweet to go forward. There's no threat of you being forced to pull out of that mahi or of that opportunity?
Look, we've been obliged to put a stop work notice on our workers there because that's exactly what's happened. So we had an agreement going forward over the last 3 years that was ticked off by the government and by officials. And then all of a sudden this mob identifies it's a site we're involved in. And then next minute. So once again, this will more than likely end up in court as well. And this is under Tama Pōtaka's watch and under Bishop's watch as well. So wherever we go, Tama has been instructed to block our funding or change it right around with a tender where it's no longer whānau ora, state ora.
Interesting. Okay. Well, a bit of a clearer picture on a murky situation, it would seem. Okay. So the kōrero, I guess, is the constant attack on what we believe to be our rights afforded us by the treaty. And as an example, which we've used over the last couple of weeks, is the universality approach to bowel screening issues. You suggest that this is indicative of a wider goal, and that's to discredit all forms of Māori monomatahake as we seek to determine our own future as guaranteed us by the treaty. So what are some of the other examples? I think you might have touched on a couple already, but these are pretty constant, it would seem, John.
No, let's see. You don't even need a treaty right or entitlement to get a fair suck of the salve in the health system. So on any epidemiology or on any science or on any medicine or on any evidence, there is no doubt that Māori and Pacific Island people have a DNA problem that means that they have a predisposition to contracting for some form of bowel cancer. Now, we then... under the last government, through a very long and a lot of our people died in the process of cancers that could have been identified with a screen. Now, we then got screening in for 50 and up. Simeon Brown makes an announcement. No, that's race based, and therefore it's wrong, and therefore it's up to 58. Now that's not it was not a race-based decision. It was a scientific and medical proposition. You see, if we just pretend this, Dale, just pretend we're all white like Simeon Brown in this country, and just pretend that on best evidence, 30% of the white population suffered a predisposition to bowel cancer, I guarantee you that they would be screened at 50. At 50. Because that's one nation, one people, one right. But if it's 30% of Māori and Pacific Islanders, no, we're not even bothering there. Here's the other side of it. Just take the race away, and I have, by using a white proxy. Let's use an economic proxy. There are going to be hundreds of Māori who are not diagnosed, and it could have been cured earlier, that are on a road to death because some government just made a decision that they're not going to screen you because you're a Māori. And I know that you will get cancer earlier, but I don't care because this is about my white politics, about beating up on brown people. And so the financial proxy is, even if I was financially and economically minded, even if I couldn't stand the natives Māoris and Pacific Islanders. The cost of primary care, pharmaceuticals, hospitals, accident and emergency on that individual impacting adversely on taking services away that could have been stopped by a screen, a simple screening test, makes it economic madness. So it's medical madness, economic madness, and it leads to a predetermined death of hundreds of Māori and Pacific Island people. Now that's just one of the overt decisions that was announced last week. And do you think the mainstream media would ever raise this? The only safe places we have, apart from you bringing your mate Plunkett on, is this particular platform. So the only place we get to speak our truth is on our own platforms. So we can't ever believe in mainstream. We have to start to believe in our own platforms, our own influences, and then get your truth from our platforms, because you get two sides of the story then. You'll always get the Pākehā story rammed down your throat. But let's start listening to our own. Let's start migrating to our own. Stop buying stuff. Stop buying the Herald. Stop buying into any platform that continues to denigrate us for no other reason that we happen to be the indigenous tangata whenua people.
Tēnā koe, John. Some interesting thoughts too as well. Thanks for spending some time with us. It's 8:22. Well, Feed Tiki, thank you, John.